What?
Crickets.
Boom! Get hit with something.
He was a humble servant, but he did not let this one slide. What?
Eventually, you're going to explode and you're going to hurt somebody.
Oh, am I going to go off the road?
If this week we were to replay everything that you said without context, what would it reveal about you?
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Fernanda. Yay! Another Friday.
Another day.
Another way.
Another way.
We're back at it again. Alrighty, guys. I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. So we know that in life, we all have fruit. We all produce fruits. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think I mean by that?
What does that mean?
What do y'all think I mean by fruit?
It means like your actions. You're either doing good things for others or doing bad things for others. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Others.
There you go.
Not offspring, people.
What?
Crickets.
What?
Do it.
Wait.
Yeah.
What? Did you say offspring?
Yeah, I heard a commentary on a book before that. Whenever someone was trying to explain fruits to someone that didn't know anything about the Bible, they're like, offspring?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, offspring. No, we don't.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Right. So it's actions. When we say fruits, it's our actions. So...
We both said, what?
I'm regretting the fact that I know you right now.
All right. Right. So, sorry. So, have we ever been in a situation, maybe we're stressed out, or maybe, you know, who knows, maybe we're getting in trouble by our parents, and then we suddenly say something, and then instantly regret it, like, well, where'd that come from?
And then... boom! Get hit with something. Then, boom, 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 boom.
No.
Well, like maybe you're in traffic, like, brah.
The chancla.
Or maybe like you in a relationship, like you're in like a tough conversation, and then you say something, and that was a little too sassy, and you're like, oh crap, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. I've definitely done that.
I was taught the sass.
Literally,
it runs in the family.
It's their fault. No. I learned. I was taught.
I was taught this,
and now I run with it.
You were merely born in the sass.
Well, this is the thing.
You merely adapted to sass.
You know, I
perfected it.
I was born in it.
I will say, apparently, Latinos are very sassy to the Caucasian community sometimes, and we say things too blunt, and I didn't know, like, this is the thing, like, I was told that what I said was a little too harsh once, and I said, that was
suck
just,
it up, buttercup.
No, but I was like, that was just me talking normally, and I said, oh, so I need to be careful about things. Sometimes I say things and they're not perceived the right way.
I've
been like, whoa, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Right. So I'm happy that person asked for clarification, like what I meant by that. And I was like, oh, no, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
I say what I meant.
Because we can all agree at some point that we can see.
I
what
meant
someone is
what
like.
I said.
Let him cook,
my
bro.
My bad.
Stop.
We can see.
You're dirty over here, man.
That I was gonna say something, but I'd rather not.
That's what I thought.
So, if we see someone and they're saying all this like this bad stuff. Or this, what's that one word? This vulgar.
Yeah.
A lot of bad stuff, like a bully or something.
Or just like comments that are unnecessarily rude. And yeah.
You.
That's a fit in the half. Or like, she thinks she's all that in a bag of chips.
He just doesn't didn't know that you're what you're playing because he didn't want to use the headphones today. He doesn't know.
I just want to be in the moment.
Right, okay. In the moment. It is my moment. Anyways, yeah. We know that we can either one be like, we could respond back with the sass, respond back with the insults, mm-hmm. or we could take back and be like, okay, but why is he like this? Or why is that person talking like that?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, it's our words reflect what's going on in our heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And we have a Bible verse here today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically Jesus going off on a bunch of religious leaders because they said something not so nice that kind of offended him. And so he's kind of clapping back with facts and with some love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough love because it's true what he's saying.
Yes.
So
people need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Matthew 12, verse 38.
33.
30. So
it's
sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or mm-hmm. make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit.
Mm-hmm. For the tree is known by its fruit. Yes. So we know that good roots equals good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bad roots equals bad fruit, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Like, if the roots are healthy and strong, if root healthy, fruit strong.
There you go. Perfect. If clear.
Root bad.
Back to the, what's it called?
The root bad.
The cave age.
Root bad.
Like age. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Caveman age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And we see, obviously we see that. However, we see that there's no in-between, right? It's either good or bad. And Jesus, he kind of goes a little bit deeper with this. Jose, do you want to read verse 34?
Verse 34 says, yeah. You brood of vipers.
What?
How can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
That's a big like phrase, Madeline. The brood of vipers. What did Jesus mean by that?
So, like we said before, he was talking to these scribes, these Pharisees, these religious leaders that kind of called him out because he was healing. And they told him, "You, by whose authority do you do this?" Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Surely he does it in the name of the devil."
Yeah.
And so he kind of goes off. He tells them, like, "How is this in the name of the devil?" And da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm.
Like, Jesus was clear, like, hey, do not be putting me there. I'm here mm-hmm. for God and by God.
No, yeah. Exactly. He was just like, obviously, he was a humble servant, but he did not let this one slide.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because
he's out there helping people and everything. There are people, like leaders of the church, who should be interested in the helping of people.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're over here trying to make his name crumble and people like get against him. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. He's like,
No, Jesus said, I know what's going on in your heart, and mm-hmm. I'm not about to let that damage the ministry and the people that I'm trying to reach.
So he's trying to correct him so they'd be on the right path.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he exposes them
mm-hmm.
because obviously we know our fruit, what our root is, we will produce.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of calling them out, and it shows that what's inside eventually will come out, right? Like kind of like we've said a couple of episodes before, like if we're stressed, maybe we're on our last straw,
mm-hmm.
we may say something to someone or say something, and that's going to show what we've been
dealing with,
right?
Especially if you are like a person that doesn't like to forgive mm-hmm. and that just keeps holding it in, and bottling. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you're gonna explode and you're gonna hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You start showing your true colors if you don't deal with the things when it's supposed
in like the right in a timely way of manner. Dealing with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like even in the church,
mm-hmm.
we see people serve. Maybe they talk all this about God. They share on their socials, everything. Mm-hmm. They share the ADAW podcast.
Pretty cool podcast. I heard somebody told me a little. ADAW
podcast, and they repost it and everything, but then you see them in person and they're like they're super rude and they're like, bro, get on my way, or they just kind of have like this attitude that's like, whoa, like what?
You're like, oh, mm-hmm. this does not this, literally represent who the person they say they're
like,
following.
Yes, Cristiano,
literally, and then the chismes starts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and he's Christian. He goes to church, but yeah, he's over here like doing all this stuff or making these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we see that it will eventually come out. We can't fake our are fruit, right?
You
our
can't
actions.
Fake what you truly believe mm-hmm. in, like yeah. what it's what's in your core. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, what kind of fruit are people seeing in my life? Mm. Like what Jesus was saying here is like, okay, you're these religious leaders and you're acting holy and you're doing all these fastings and you're going to church, but your actions are saying otherwise. What you're telling me, what you just said to me is like all completely opposite.
The opposite of who God is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so right. Mm-hmm. Like, what do people see mm-hmm. in us? Like in your day-to-day walk, when they see Jose, do they see mm-hmm. Jesus in him? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, ask yourself yeah. that question. Like, when you see me, do you see Jesus in me? Or am yeah. I a completely different person when yeah. I'm out of here?
So like, let's take it. Let's go straight there.
Yeah.
If this week we were to replay everything that you said without context, what would it reveal about you?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're recording on a Wednesday.
Like we're listening to Fair. Everything she said right now.
No, we are recording on a Wednesday. So let's say this past weekend we had a wedding at our church. Oh, yeah. It was a very stressful time, mm-hmm. and I was also dog sitting. So like I was like
all over the place,
sure, driving different cities and like back and forth. And then Monday, like at first I was like, oh my goodness, like oh it's back to work. I have to like continue this week.
I have to wake up early.
Exactly, literally. So like, is it good for me to just be complaining all the time instead of being grateful? Mm. Like on Monday, it was raining so hard.
Oh, yes.
So hard. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I should be grateful too because I hate driving in the rain. Mm-hmm. And I made it to work and back home and anywhere I needed to go safely.
One piece.
Yeah. Like sometimes I'm like, okay, Fernanda, are you focusing too much on all the negative stuff? Like, or are you bringing positivity to other people's lives? Or are you just annoying them by all the things you're complaining about?
Yeah, it's easy to like focus on the stuff that like ruin like our life. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like a little like rock in your shoe.
Yeah.
It's so small. Yeah, it stops everything for you. You have to stop, take your shoe off. Mm-hmm. You get a little, shake that sucker, mm-hmm. trying to get it out. You get mad just because of this one little thing. Even though we can be having like, we meaning like people that like love us and everything. Mm-hmm. We like so many good things in our life, but it's just easy to focus on the little things.
Yeah, exactly.
That make everything seem even smaller than that.
Exactly. Yeah. So if somebody was looking at my life, I would be like,
yay. It's like, guys.
Yeah, so I, like that's, whenever you ask that question, I'm like, okay, it's been 3 days and I've been like so tired and stuff. Like, okay, what do I need to do to make sure that I am showing that joy that gives mm-hmm. that Jesus gives me? Show me that love that Jesus gives me, you know?
It's okay. It's the weather.
It's and so many people are dealing with migraines right now as well. Those weather.
I like the rain.
Me too.
And the cold.
I like it when I'm sleeping.
I feel like if we were to replay everything I've said this week, it'd be like, oh, rain. Oh, it's so nice.
You like driving while it's raining? I get so scared.
Well,
I love it.
It's chill.
I like the thrill of it. Oh, am I going to go off the road?
I got new tires, so I'm
oh, you're feeling, good then.
I'm good. Like, I feel safer.
Me too. I got new tires too.
Yeah, so okay. I feel safer.
But for me, like, over this weekend, we had this camp with the... with, you know, like the college ministry that I'm part of. Mm-hmm. And I've been going there for a long time. It's just I don't talk. I tend to keep to myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people would, yeah, I guess. Yeah, it just takes me a while to warm up. But it's, I feel like if people there would say like anything, it would be like, man, this is quiet.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can't even get to know him.
Yeah. But I talk with people. And then like at the wedding, I was like, I mean, same thing. Like, I mean, I talk, but like, not really. Mm-hmm. It's like that. And then at work, it's just, I'm sad because I don't want to be there. So.
At least he's being honest.
It is what it is. That's what they would see, which is not the best things in my life. But.
So, but here in ADAW, we get to see Jose in a whole different light that people don't really see because I think. You are quiet whenever you're put in a new environment, mm-hmm. like you said, until you get mm-hmm. to know somebody. But do you think that maybe if you got yourself in a position where you started talking, a little bit more, sharing your personality, sharing your love of Jesus, maybe you could positively reach somebody's heart.
Yeah, I could. Because even the little things that I can do, they don't have to be like that big old change. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a simple, hey, with a smile.
Yeah.
That people could see that and then like, it could do something for him. Like, you know, like it could like make him like, hey, if he's happy, you know, it's just a simple like Monday night.
Yeah.
Why can't I be happy?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing about like our actions and like our fruits of it.
Yeah.
Like if we actually focus on it and like actually work hard on it, mm-hmm. it can be a blessing for somebody else.
Yeah. And I'm glad that like you're seeing this because little by little, it's transforming your way mm-hmm. of thinking and being like, okay, if I'm a Jesus follower, I need to be loving, welcoming and all this thing. And it like you brought it up. Nobody prompted you to do that. And you're already like sharing how you're growing. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what Jesus here is trying to say. He's like, hey, another part of this, like, he cares about how we treat others and what our words, how our actions are reflecting, right? Mm-hmm. If we say we believe in God, but then you see us out in the street and we're like, no cameras,
don't
please.
Don't talk to me.
No cameras, please. Like, it makes you question, like, do they really believe in God?
Yeah.
And even we could be sitting here, we could be all smiley and joyful outside too, but deep within,
we could be struggling.
We could be struggling as well. We can look spiritual and stuff, but we could look empty mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're so right.
So think about this week. What kind of fruit are you producing? And if you're, are you seeing bad fruit in somebody else that professes or says that they're a believer, then maybe they're just going through it right now. Maybe they just are.
Yeah, like I think that... Mm-hmm. We are not called to judge others, but we are called to admonish others, which mm-hmm. is basically teach them or like maybe just be there for support. Mm-hmm. You see somebody that's going through something, like you definitely know, okay, they're probably not on the best of mood right now because they might be going through something. Yeah. Like you go mm-hmm. and show them that love that they need or like just tell them, hey, I'm like,
how I'm here for you.
I'm here for you. Exactly. Yeah. Like you don't have to say, I believe in Jesus to be there.
No.
Like, maybe you still are not fully in with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You can still go and support other people, and you will find that love of God. Just, like, I feel like God is love. So in that moment, like, he will show you who he truly is. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just, like... He's going to change the way you start thinking, the way you start treating others. It's I don't know. But even like us, that we've been believers for quite some time now, we still mess up.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, don't forget that being a believer doesn't mean that you have it all together or, like, you're always... Yeah, like, there's going to be bad days.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, like, how you act on those bad days.
Yeah.
What's matter. That's what matters.
Beautifully said, Fer. Thank you.
Struggled a little bit there, but said it.
You can continue tuning in every Friday at ADAW Podcast on YouTube, on TikTok, and on Instagram. And if you want to learn more about who Jesus is, then you can go to follow.lifeword.org. And in Spanish, just add a dash in Spanish.
It's a slash.
Yeah. That's what I said, no?
You said dash.
Oh. Oh, that little dash thing that goes on the slash.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Anyway.
Bye.